We're going to look at Padre Pio's secret to constructing his hospital. What was his secret? Let's find out. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. My name is Edward Urban, and on this channel we look at the absolutely incredible life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker. His intercession is still powerful today, so do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you personally or for someone you love. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of those who've joined our Following Padre Pio program. And we encourage others to join too. You're helping us to spread this message of Padre Pio far and wide. We continue with our story now. Now, Padre Pio not only recommended to people that they put their full trust in God, but he did so himself. He practiced what he preached. For example, he trusted in Jesus helping to build the very large modern hospital of St. Giovanni Rotondo. As proof of Padre Pio's trust and love, the hospital, Casa Sollevio della Sofferenza, is still one of the best hospitals in Italy today, and it was built through the inspiration of Padre Pio. Now, he wanted to build the hospital because at that time in southern Italy, hundreds of children were dying from all sorts of infectious diseases because of inadequate medical care. And Padre Pio knew that he would have to trust in Jesus for the money. This idea was laughed at and scoffed at by many. Some called it absolute madness and that this project could never succeed. Because how was a poor monk going to build a hospital on a rocky mountain, rocky outcrop, 700 meters above sea level? With Foggia, the nearest town, 40 kilometers away, no railway link between them, just a thin, winding, narrow road up the steep mountain pass. And there was not even electricity in the region or running water for the hospital. But the biggest problem was going to be the funding. These obstacles naturally gave rise to many doubts as to the possibility of even implementing the project. Yet, Padre Pio trusted in God, for Jesus said, "For men, this is impossible, but for God, everything is possible." And he took refuge in the Sacred Heart of Jesus and entrusted the project to divine providence. So those were his secrets. And then on January 1940, Padre Pio, as an act of faith, donated the only money he had to the project. And he gave to two friends who would help him build the hospital a small gold coin that someone had given to him. And that was the start. That was all he had to give. The Second World War then intervened and delayed the beginning of construction. Yet it resumed in May 1947. Workers began clearing the site. They only had money for the initial phase. However, Padre Pio and his construction committee resolved that they would not ask anyone for financial support. They were going to rely on God to inspire people to donate to the project. This unshakable faith of the saint was infectious, and the committee agreed. Thousands of people donated, even those who had very little to give. This is an example. A poor widow donated a small gold coin, and Padre Pio knew it was a great sacrifice for her. He asked the lady to rather keep the money because she needed it. With tears in her eyes, she explained how she had been saving with the thought of this hospital in mind, saying, "I don't buy matches, I light the fire from the neighbors. I switch off the lamp early every day and sometimes don't even light it." All of this to save a few cents for Padre Pio's project. So just as Jesus had accepted the two copper coins, the small copper coins, from the poor widow in the gospel, so Padre Pio knew this poor widow had made an act of trusting God and given everything. The words of the woman touched the heart of the saint, and he accepted the donation. A few years later, and this is May 1956, now the hospital is about to be opened, and Padre Pio's there at the inauguration in front of a crowd of 15,000 enthusiastic people, and they were gathered in front of this impressive new hospital for an open-air mass. And this is taken from a radio commentary given at the time. The commentator says that fervor, improvisation, holy determination, an iron will, and indestructible faith. These are the main ingredients in the explosive mixture that can move mountains and completed at a dizzying pace the construction of a monument of charity. So with Padre Pio at the head of the project, the hospital had now become a reality and is still serving the sick today. And our friends of Following Padre Pio, I'd like to introduce you to a new campaign we are running, and this is with the assistance of the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. So that program we introduced recently, we've had a number of quite a bit of sponsorship, and we're confident enough to go ahead with this program. We've produced a lot of these leaflets, and in fact, in the Greater London District, we have distributed over 120,000. Well, 120,000 have gone out into the Greater London District, and the idea with this leaflet, we've had a beautiful picture painted, especially for our program. The idea is they can order, it's an order leaflet, the instructions here, what it's about, all of that, so people know exactly what they're ordering. They can tear off a section here. This is all part of our Padre Pio apostolate. Tear off, put it in the post, and when we receive it, then we will send two items back. First is a prayer card for a miraculous medal, with a miraculous medal. And it's got a prayer, a novena prayer to Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, and also a little bit what it's about. And then on the back, there is a miraculous medal in high quality, in metal, that people can wear around their neck or whatever they wish to do with that. So that's the first part, is the miraculous medal. The second part, they will be ordering a special Padre Pio prayer book. See that I'm holding it correctly. The same image, you can see it's high gloss, high quality printing. High gloss cover, it's about DL size, I would say. And it's got 37 pages inside, full color throughout. A number of, let's just try and find a different page there with different illustrations, different prayers. Beautifully done. And also a quality square back bound. It's per bound on the back. So it's a quality booklet. And if people send their leaflet to us, we will send this booklet back to them. And it's helping to spread devotion to Padre Pio. What's included in the booklet, of course, we want to know a little bit about that. There's a lot of prayers that Padre Pio would have prayed himself, his favorite prayers, a number of traditional Catholic prayers as well. And it's a good assistance in our spiritual needs in these times of COVID and Corona, when it may be, there may be lockdowns again, all sorts of things. We cannot get to Mass. Well, it tells us here how to make a spiritual communion if you cannot get to Mass. There's also an irresistible novena to the Sacred Heart. There's novena to Padre Pio included in this. Special prayers to Our Lady of Graces. That was the name of the monastery where Padre Pio was stationed, was Our Lady of Graces. So he had a special devotion to her, of course. And also a few pages on resolutions and spiritual advice that Padre Pio generally gave to his people. Four resolutions that Padre Pio wants you to make. And also Padre Pio's five rules on spiritual growth. And we promote in that booklet and the miraculous medal as well through this leaflet. So thank you for your support, and we hope that you'll be encouraged to see exactly how we're proceeding ahead with this program. And if you're new to our channel, then we ask you to participate in our Padre Pio apostolate, subscribe to our channel, and also join us in our Following Padre Pio program. There's a little video which follows shortly. Oh.